Well, when you hear the music, you know what's coming up. It is Mark Simon, Sports Info Solutions. Mark A. Simon says on Twitter, that's his music. Mark, how are you?
I love it. I thought that the Mattress Firm music was going to be my music there for a second.
So nope.
I'm glad. I like that. As someone who used to pretend like going in from the bullpen when Gianfranco used to come in to Johnny B. Good, that was really cool to hear that as I was coming on.
Well, that's going to be your music from now on. So so Raf is on it. All right. Good to have you with us today. Thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it. What a weekend, huh? First of all, I saw the Fightin' Phils in Arizona a little bit, and then the Fightin' Phils fell apart over the weekend, 13-1. And then yesterday, the walk-off by Flores, 6-5 on Saturday, whatever it was, 34 chances between the two teams at runners in scoring position. What a crazy weekend.
Yeah, and I certainly don't think I saw this coming in any way. It was nice to see the offense wake up. Giants over the weekend had the best line drive rate of any team in baseball, and they drew 20 walks in three games. So I think that's a pretty good formula for success. A lot of barreled balls. The only team with more barreled balls over the weekend than the Giants was, of course, the Dodgers.
Is it too late for the Giants to make a move in this thing? And I realize I keep looking at the numbers, and you need 85 wins, 87 wins, whatever it's going to take, and I don't know. You know, you got to go 27-8 or something like that. But it is September, and you just have to keep winning. Look, there are many, many Septembers where teams have fallen apart with odds way against them.
Yeah, I mean, they're 8 games back. It's a 1%er at best, I would think. Although I've just spent the last 15 minutes reading about a basketball game where a team was down 18 points with 6 minutes left, and that was probably a 1%er too. And the Knicks came back to win that night. So I guess never say never. I'm certainly not counting on it in any way, shape, or form, though.
No, you just have to go out and play your game. But they had a good weekend against the Phillies. And look, whenever you think of the Phillies, you think, you know, with 11 games to go, they were up by 6.5, and they ended up losing. That seems to be the milestone that everyone reaches for in 1964. Well, it's down at Dodger Stadium tonight. The Dodgers have beaten the Giants 8 straight times, 10 out of 13. And the games are usually close, but the Dodgers have done a number on them lately. Logan Webb last year was great against the Dodgers. This year, 2 games, not so great. And then Haney on the other side. Haney, this guy, all of a sudden he's striking everybody out. And he's not giving up the home runs like he did. So this is an interesting matchup.
Yeah, let me start with him because he's like this, I guess, I don't know if you would call it a comeback story, but it's like a crazy like development kind of story. He's got this low 2s ERA. You said he's striking everybody out. He barely threw sliders. He would throw a curveball. Last 5 years, he threw a curveball. He threw it like 79, 80 miles an hour. Now he throws this slider like 82, 83. Opponents were hitting in the 150s against it. He mixes it in with his fastball, and all of a sudden, both pitches play great. He had 7 strikeouts on the fastball in his last start with the Mets, but usually there's more of a split than he had in that game. They were able to hit his fastball a little bit. He throws a high spinner and throws a lot of fastballs that are up in the strike zone. It also moves a lot in on right-handed hitters. So they've got to look out for that. But, yeah, he's been awesome. Logan Webb, it continues to be, like, up and down, but still in the end mostly good. Slider was good against the Padres. They couldn't touch it. Fastball got a lot of called strikes. He has faced, as you said, the Dodgers a little up and down. But last start, they were a combined 1-for-15 when the at-bat ended with a slider or a changeup. So if he has a good one, and if they're not, like, they're so good at, like, taking that pitch, if they have just an okay night as far as that goes, maybe it's a good night for the Giants.
You know, we've talked about a put-away pitch for Logan Webb. Okay, so it's slider changeup. All right, is one better against a lefty or righty? You know, it's sort of what we would look for.
I would guess. So I'm answering that without looking. I'm going to guess.
That's
that
why you're Mark Simon. That is right. Why you're Mark A. Simon says.
Logically speaking, the changeup would be better against the left-handed hitters and the slider would be better against right-handed hitters. That's where my guess would go. I will tweet you what the actual answer is after the segment's over.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. But, you know, Haney on the other side, 46 innings, 7 home runs given up. When he was with the Yankees, he gave up a ton of home runs. What is it about him? Is he just a fly ball pitcher and he gets the ball up in the strike zone?
I think it's the fact that the slider has just, and it's one of these like sharp droppers, I think has given him, like, in terms of pitches, just like an option that he didn't necessarily have before. And now he's striking 13.5 per 9 innings.
Amazing.
I guess the fastball can be hit out. He didn't pitch that, like, impressively, I thought, against the Mets in his last start. And eventually would figure that he would come back to earth a little bit. It's hard for someone to be as good as he's been. His numbers suggest an ERA more in the 3s than the 2s.
Interesting. Dodgers made it a bullpen game yesterday, and with this guy, he, you know, it's 10 games. He's only pitched 46 innings. I would imagine there'll be somewhat of a bullpen game today. So it'll be interesting. Logan Webb and Andrew Haney down at Dodger Stadium tonight. All right, Wilmer Flores. And I said the big at-bat was Bryce Johnson, who got the walk, which kept the inning, of course, allowed Flores to get up. And then Flores, of course, gets that inside pitch, and he just turns on it. And I want to tell you, sometimes it's fly ball home runs. This was a clothesline going out.
Yeah, well, it was funny. It was funny because I was watching the way that Kipe called it, and that, it got out quick on him, and it didn't have that high kind of archer to it. The stat that I gave the guys tonight regarding Wilmer is about how, over 3 seasons, he's really had this consistency when it comes to big hits for the Giants. And if you look at, like, what the sabermetricians call high leverage situations, and you look at the last 3 seasons, each of those 3 years with the Giants, Wilmer has been this super clutch guy. And the best hitters in those situations since 2020, I love this list, Stanton, Ohtani, Wilmer, Freddie Freeman, and Jose Ramirez.
Wow. I believe it.
Isn't that crazy?
No, I believe it. If you watch it, this guy is unique.
He can
flail at a couple of pitches, and then he gets the one he wants, and he concentrates. I really like it. Boy, very good. That's a good stat.
Yep.
All right, the Dodgers.
Yep.
Who's hitting for the Dodgers right now? I mean, Freddie Freeman leads the league in doubles. He went past Olson, but Justin Turner, is he hot again?
Yeah, he is. He's got a hit streak. I think it's 14, and basically it's taking advantage of meatballs, which I think is what Justin Turner kind of does over the course of his career. He's hitting, like, during the hot streak, he's hitting, like, 500 on what you would call, like, the meatball pitches, and he's seen certainly his fair share of them. He's really good. He can turn it on for a little bit of time, and he can be really good in those kinds of on those kinds of pitches, even as he's gotten considerably older. He's 37 now, and he's still got an OPS up well above league average, 10 home runs. He's been solid. Yeah, they've been a little cold. Like, they had a couple of good days against the Padres, but they had been a little cold before that offensively. Mookie's been hitting like an MVP. He's now at 33 home runs, best power season that he's ever had. He's been fantastic. Freddie Freeman has, for the most part this year, been consistently great. And the surprise guy for them, and give them a lot of credit for this, is Chase Thompson, who the Tigers had and they gave up on. And the Tigers are like one of the worst teams in baseball, and Chase Thompson's been awesome. He's way, way, way better than anyone that the Tigers have right now.
Mm. Yeah, good platoon player. Good platoon player. The Mets got rained out today with the Pirates. There'll be a doubleheader, I'm sure, coming up this week. But the Dodgers win, and they're, you know, got 94 wins, 92 wins, whatever it is. And here come the Braves. They just don't go away.
Yeah, so you'll see them in a week. The Giants have them in a week. And the story for them is a couple-fold. One is Michael Harris. Since he's been up in the games he's played, they're 62-26. They're 22-25 in the games that he didn't play. He has been ridiculous. He's been a great center fielder, both offensively and defensively for them, even though his like strikeout to walk isn't necessarily that great. Austin Riley's got like 35 home runs, crushing the ball. He has shown that he is everything that he was last year, and looks like he's going to be a major star. They've got all their guys locked up. Max Fried is pitching to a low twos ERA. Kyle Wright is pitching to a mid twos ERA. And they've got like six guys in the bullpen that they're comfortable going to. The only one who they're not at the moment is Kenley, has been really rough for them the last three or four times out.
Boy, interesting. As we wrap it up with Mark Simon, number 54 today for Aaron Judge. What do you think?
He's fantastic. One of the best seasons by a Yankee of all time. There's the elite class of seasons in Yankees history. Babe Ruth had a bunch of them, Lou Gehrig, Mickey Mantle. I think this one for Aaron Judge will go up there. Particularly impressive because he's a center fielder.
Boy, he hit a long home run today off the Minnesota Twins, who haven't beaten the Yankees since 1966, I think. It was the last time they beat, or 65, when they won the pennant. All right, Mark, a pleasure having you on. Enjoy the rest of your Labor Day, and we've got the Cubs next weekend, so we'll talk to you on Saturday.
You got it.
All right, that is Mark Simon. Mark's A. Simon Says, Sports Info Solutions.